You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, 90-year-old Rodney Bowers talks with his granddaughter Larissa Gill about his memories of growing up in Clearfield.
So it sounds like you got a lot of things delivered. Were your groceries delivered too?
Well, we did have a man who delivered groceries. He had a store on wheels, and the housewife would step on board and pick out some of the things that she wanted. And he didn't really allow any kids in because kids would swipe some candy maybe when he wasn't looking. And I didn't do that. But anyway, groceries needed to be near the residential section because we had to carry them. So I can remember there were 15 stores, grocery stores, on two streets on west side of Clearfield.
And what kind of, was this like a, probably not a Giant and a Safeway, that's what we have.
No, this was not a supermarket like we have today. Back then, you went in the store and there were long counters, and the grocer or his helpers could walk behind those counters to the groceries that were on shelves behind them yet. And so you would tell the grocer what you wanted, and he would walk down the aisle and get it. And then anything that had to be wrapped, he had a roll of wrapping paper there. And then there was a string hanging there from the ceiling. And he pulled down what string he needed to wrap the package.
If you were walking, I guess, walking to the grocery store, walking to downtown, did someone shuffle the walks? Was it an easy way to get around?
Well, the first memories I have of sidewalks were boardwalks. In other words, they were wooden walkways.
Like the ones at the beach?
Well, not so much like that. These were not elevated, and they were only about 3 feet wide. But being out in the weather, the boards would rot, and they would have to be repaired and replaced pretty often. And so then some people started having brick sidewalks. Well, that wasn't too bad in the Clearfield area because we had four or five brick plants. And that was better than the boardwalks, and it kept you off the streets where the streets were still muddy and rutty and maybe a few cars that you needed to get out of the way or maybe even get splashed.
And were all those stoplights? They couldn't have always been there?
No, I can remember when Clearfield didn't have any stoplights. The first stoplight they erected was right down in the center, the main intersection of town by the courthouse and the Dimeling Hotel. So they put up a stoplight right in the very middle of the intersection. It had a concrete base about 4 feet high and 3 feet across, a circular one. And if you were going to make a left turn, you had to go around the stoplight, the base of the stoplight. So a lot of times they weren't prepared enough and they would scrape the concrete base of the stoplight. And so there were a lot of marks after a while. If they didn't have that base there, I'm sure that somebody would knock the stoplight down occasionally.
90-year-old Rodney Bowers and his granddaughter Larissa Gill. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.